Turning to Africa, officials in Kenya say terrorism is likely to blame for an explosion yesterday, which ripped through a building full of small shops in downtown Nairobi, injuring at least 33 people. Charles Collins reports.
At first, police said Monday's explosion might have been caused by an electrical malfunction. But as the investigation continued, terrorism became the chief suspect. One of the injured blamed the blast on a bearded man who left a bag shortly before the detonation. The Somali-based Islamic group Al-Shabaab has threatened to attack Kenya, which has sent soldiers to support the weak, internationally recognized Somali government. Prime Minister Raila Odinga called the attack heinous while visiting the scene, but said Kenyans would not be frightened by terrorists.
We will not surrender our sovereignty to terrorists. These people are cowards who are resorting to harming and killing innocent civilians in our country.
Since October, a number of small bomb attacks have hit the country, including a grenade attack Saturday night at a refugee camp near the Somali border. I'm Charles Collins.